what do you expect differently performance-wise out of you this game if you're feeling that much better?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the timetable for this is, it's not really set in stone. It's more so about just, you know, getting strength and the range of motion back. But, you know, I felt, you know, despite what the numbers will indicate, especially last week, I felt like I started getting some, you know, ability to throw it back in there and to, you know, to kind of let it, you know, withstand the rigors of, you know, battling some of those offensive linemen. So I'm encouraged about that. I think, you know, this week will be a, you know, step in the right direction. I really do feel good about this week. And, you know, every other week has been kind of, you know, just about, you know, keeping it from re-injuring it and, you know, being smart. But I feel like, you know, this week and, you know, kind of where I'm at mentally, I feel like this week should be a week, you know, where I can hopefully do the things I'm accustomed to doing.
Was there much discussion about, should I just sit out? I know you want to be out there desperately, but should I just sit out a week to try to heal it? Or were you just didn't want to?
Well, you know, obviously I didn't want to sit out, but at the same token, you know, I haven't set it back, you know, fortunately with the, you know, with the rotation in which we've been playing, obviously coming in on passing situations, so I haven't had to deal with too many linemen, you know, in the physicality of it. But at the same time, you still need to, you know, have some confidence to run into some, you know, tackles. But, you know, like I said, we were kind of able to get through that and hopefully it just continues to get better, especially where, you know, hopefully where we're headed, you know, we can get back to or at least as close to 100% as possible. But I do feel like, you know, this week should be a better week as far as, you know, an indication of, you know, or better yet, you know, what I'm accustomed to doing out there.
Is it an injury where if you do take a week off, it might accelerate the healing process and maybe you can have long-term gains from that?
Potentially. But I think now I'm at the point where it's, you know, it's, you know, the swelling and everything is mitigated. And, you know, we're at the point where, you know, it's just about kind of fine-tuning it. We're real close to getting as close to 100%, whatever you want to call it, than it was in weeks prior.
Clay, you rushed from the right side yesterday. Was that indicative?
Yeah.
That's indicative that you can use that thing more, right?
Right, yeah, and that's really why I switched up to the other side, being that I was, you know, right arm dominant and, you know, holding the edge is a lot easier. But, you know, being able to kind of stick that left arm in there with you know, obviously, you know, all of the pass rush moves is just, you know, it's kind of a boost of confidence doing that in the second half. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I feel a lot better about it. And you know, just from my 7-8 years being here now, it's, you know, my most natural side is the right side. So, you know, hopefully getting, you know, a week better, not setting it back, and also getting back on that side, you know, like I continue to say, hopefully I can get back to doing some of the things I'm accustomed to doing.
Sounds like you're not going to be just relegated to situational stuff, at least in your mind.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we'll continue with that package moving forward. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Nick's up this week. He can add some to the pass rush as well, obviously on a limited basis. But I'd like to, you know, continue to do a little bit more each and every week. And I know I got a little more last week, but we'll continue to add on. And when we feel like we're at a comfortable place, I'm sure we'll open up even more so. And, you know, fortunately as a team, we've been able to weather the storm with, you know, some of these injuries while continuing to collect victories. So two more and, you know, then it really counts.
How frustrating has this been for you personally to not be able to do all that you know you can do?
Yeah, it's been a challenging year, that's for sure. You know, physically, you know, having some of the injuries I've had, but mentally more than anything, you know, just having to, you know, kind of overcome them week after week has just been very difficult, no doubt about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm feeling good now and, you know, can only focus on the next game and not the past. And hopefully this, you know, is our best game and we can go ahead and get this win. And for me personally, continue to, you know, do a little more each and every week.
How dangerous do you think this Vikings team is? You guys were in desperate mode a couple of weeks ago. They're right on the cusp of being knocked out. They've had a lot of injuries. They've had to change a lot. Do you expect a desperate team Saturday?
Well, I don't know if we expect a desperate team, but I know we, you know, who we expect. And that's obviously a team that, you know, has played us very well these past, you know, couple of years, especially when Zimmer, you know, got over there. I think we've held them on the defensive side to 17, 13, and 13 points and lost two of those three games. So it really just goes to show, you know, how good their defense is and, you know, how close these games are. So it really, you know, as far as the defensive mentality, it's going to require us to do just that much more, even though we've had some success against them. So it should be a good one. I know they're battling. It's an uphill battle to get to the playoffs. But, I mean, you know, a loss here kind of eliminates them, and a win keeps them in the hunt. And you know, for us, we have everything we want in front of us. So hopefully we just, you know, continue to build off this momentum we've, you know, helped establish these past 4 weeks and, you know, get another one leading into a, you know, a big week 17 matchup.
Hey, Clay, I'm
glad that you're feeling better. That's great. I'm just curious a little bit.
You sound sincere about that, too.
I mean, I think we've had that discussion. I was talking to Randall about this, though, and he said that when you play hurt, it's kind of a lose-lose, because if you don't play and you sit out, people are like, oh, you sit out. And if you do play and you don't do anything, well, then you didn't do anything. I'm curious more about the process of deciding, all right, I'm going to give it a go, even though I know I'm not myself. Because that seems like that'll be a tough decision to make.
Well, it is, but, you know, I think no matter what, every player is going to say they can go. So I think that's just the competitive nature in us, where we're at in our career, being a professional. And at the highest level and wanting to be accountable to our teammates, you're going to put yourself out there. And it's only after the fact do you realize that, hey, maybe I, you know, should have taken some time off, or maybe I should have sat some plays out. So it's a difficult decision. But, you know, try not to think about it when you're going through it. And then, in hindsight, when you start making plays again, you go, oh, well, you know, I made it through. So, but that's a difficult decision, because – you know, you could very well say that Aaron should sit out because of his injuries, and, you know, look what he's still able to do. And I realize he's a quarterback, and it's a little bit different. But, you know, everybody wants to be out there, and, you know, sometimes it's in the, you know, it's coach's decision, even with what we have to say sometimes.
When you're playing through that, though, Winston was telling us yesterday that basically the thought process of having you play is for that one play, you know, the Super Bowl play or whatever.
Right.
Is that your mentality too? Like, if I can just make one play, it'll justify this? Or,
well, I'm not looking for justification as far as why I'm out there. It's more so about being able to contribute in ways that I can, and it may not be to, you know, the level that we're accustomed to seeing, or that really I'm, you know, accustomed to performing at. So that's you know, getting back to your question, what's, you know, the most difficult part? But you know, other than that, you try and help the team in ways that you can, even if, you know, you're not at 100%, in hopes that you kind of weather the storm and move forward and just continue to get better. So, I mean, that's really the dilemma or you know, that you go through as an injured player sometimes.
Clay, the follow-up to that is, did you learn in hindsight maybe you should have taken a week off, and would you be in a better place right now?
No, I don't. I mean, I haven't set myself back. I really haven't. That's the fortunate thing about it. But, you know, if I didn't put myself out there, then I'd probably be in the same position. You know, obviously, I mean, it's not something that's crossed my mind. So, you know, fortunately, I didn't set it back. So you kind of play that risk-reward scenario. But, no, I am where I am right now. And, you know, obviously it's a frustrating injury in that, you know, it kind of did a number to it. But, you know, it's getting better and stronger every week. And, you know, it seems to be getting, you know, to where I want it to, especially at this point in the season.
What about this epidemic with some of your buddies in the outside linebacker group?
What epidemic is that?
Clubbing up, I guess. How much does that kind of, for an edge rusher, eliminate what you like to do, and how does that alter things?
Yeah, it's real difficult. Obviously, you know, having played through that and re-injuring, you know, my hand in 2013, you know, with now J-Rone and Nick coming back, you know, pass rushing, especially on the outside linebacker position and defensive end, is a very difficult position to play with one arm, one shoulder, where you're not at 100%. So, you know, we're dealing with some things in the room. There's no doubt about that. But that's, you know, getting back to what we were talking about, that's why we have guys battling through this. And each week we'll continue to get better and hopefully be at peak strength when we really need to.
Clay, last week I think you said this thing won't be fully healed until an off season. Is that still where you're at? I mean, is that just an injury that's going to take either something medically or just a long off season to fully heal? And
probably a little bit of both. You know, I'll see a specialist when I get back to California as far as, you know, what the next move is moving forward. But, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't think it should, you know, limit. I'm careful how to answer this. No, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, it's an injury. There's no doubt about it. You have to get somebody to look at it. You know, a specialist, but at the same time, I think it should, you know, it'll be as close to 100% as it can be without, you know, without setting myself back, hopefully. So, I don't know. We'll take it a game at a time. And
I just want to, you keep saying I'm close to 100%. I'm wondering if you can ever get there while still playing football.
You know, well, I mean, you know, football is a game of attrition, so it's always hard to stay at 100%. But, I mean, I'm looking at it like that. You know, obviously we'll make decisions in the off season, but, you know, as far as, you know, how I'm approaching it, you know, it's getting closer. So, you know, hopefully that just means a little more productivity.